but I'm not going to. Part of the reason is it's a very fascinating thing. It's like it's not a Rashi, it's an early Achron. He says a Yisoid, which I don't think the guys are so aware of. So I just thought I wanted to talk about it. So you excuse me. I mean, what happens here in the Parsha? We have this, there's a lot of shmuzim by love. But leaving this, all the shmuzim, basically the malachim come to Lot, and the people, Lot invites the malachim to his house, and the people of Sodom are a bunch of rishayim, and they come and they surround the house, and they tell Lot, give us hotziyim eleinu, take out these people, the neda osam. Neda osam, the way Pashim Shat means that they wanted to be ma'anisam, they wanted to have Mishkav Zachar, what Rashi says. That they were, Neda is a Lashon Nekiyah on the Torah for Bia. And it means that they were, you know, they were, that's what this low lives. So Lot goes ahead and goes out and he tries to reason with them and he says, no, don't do such a thing. And instead he says, Hine Nodi Shnei Banos, I have two daughters who are not married. So if you want to be mizana with them. But don't be mizana with these people, these men. It's much worse to have Mishka Zachar than to have Bia with single girls. So Lot, trying to save the situation, offered his two daughters. Whether this was right of Lot or not right of Lot, that's, you look in the Mefarshim. I think the Ramban says it was not right of Lot. Other people maybe say it was right of Lot. Okay, not clear. Okay, then what happens? Obviously, you know the story. So they get blinded. Basically, Hashem destroys the city of stone. Lot and his daughters escape. And they come to this place. And the daughters think, they look around, and they're under the impression that the whole world was destroyed. So it says that the Tamra Bechira Tzira, that Avino Zaken, and there's no one around to have relations with us, and then to the end of humanity. So we have to think of an Eitzah. Apparently, if they would have asked Lot to have relations with them, Lot wouldn't have agreed, because it's also too much of a tzaddik, which gets into a whole different shmuzim. So they decide to get Lot drunk. They got Lot drunk, and Lot had beer with them, and they both, that's my phone, and they both went ahead and they have beer, they both become pregnant. One calls her child Moab, because it came from their father, and one calls him Amon, which also is a remez, and it came from Ben Ami, which also was a remez to the father, and that's Amon. Okay, that's the story. So there's an amazing sefer. I saw in a sefer, it called, oh, I forgot the name of the sefer, like always. No. Imre Sheffer, an early Achron, and he quotes an earlier sefer, which Yeshiv Nefesh, I think he quotes. Anyway, it's apparently a very early sefer. He says like this: why, you know, I'm not sure what the question is, but the answer is gevaldik. Right, the question is, why did this happen? Okay, I'm not sure he doesn't ask the question. He says that, look what happened. Lot went ahead and he offered his daughters to be mizana with the people of light, of the stone. Which, you know, his single daughters, he offered them to be mizana with them in order to save his guests from being raped, Mishka Zachar. Right? What happens at the end? The end is that his daughters are mizana, would also with out of wedlock, which is what Lot offered, except the mizana came with him, but so he says that because it wasn't just coincidental, Lot went ahead and he offered. He said, "Be mizana with my daughters. I have these two daughters, and they're not married. Have nus with them." So he basically offered that he could have nus with my two daughters. So he says, "Bris krusa desvasayim." Lot said that his daughter should be Mizana, so his daughters had to be Mizana. Right? That's what he says. That because it wasn't just coincidental, you know, it just happened. It's because Lot said that they should be Mizana, so they were Mizana. So Hashem added the Misave of the world, which means, and this is a concept which I don't know if people are careful enough in, that when you say something, we talked a lot about this different times. Words have tremendous, tremendous power. We said that a bracha has tremendous power. A good morning has a power. A ma'adav has a power. So just saying something has a power. So the many svarim say this, that you're not, but people say all the time, I don't know, sometimes, some people say, we used to have a guy in the yeshiva when I was in Queens, he used to say, oh, every day, I'm jumping off the roof today. Right? Jumping off the roof. It was his joke, I don't know. I don't think he ever jumped off the roof, as far as I know. I never heard it jumped off the roof. He used to say every day, at least 10 times a day, you know, Shalom Aleichem, I'm jumping off the roof today, you know. It was a way of his, I don't know, getting out his frustration.
Sense of humor.
Sense of humor, you know. What? No, in Queens. In Queens, he used to say it. There are people who say, I'm going to quit. I can't take this anymore. I've had it. I quit. I'm going to drop dead. I'm going to jump. You know, there's all kinds of expressions that people use to express their frustrations. And obviously they don't mean that they're going to do it. That's just the way you speak. But the Sfarim say, and the Sefer Hasidim talks about this very strongly, that with the same logic, Riz Cruz of Sfarim, words have power. No, but they applied, not just Lot was not such a tzaddik. Regretfully, Lot's not considered such a tzaddik.
Like he was still pretty big.
I don't know if he was stupid. I don't know. That's a giant machlokes, whether Lot was pretty big or pretty little. Most, I don't know, you know, well, many people learned that he was pretty little. You know, so, you know, Rashi says, you know, that when they got, the first one got drunk, that he knew. So the second time, it sounds like he, you know, like his shticka was a little happy with it a little bit. So a little funny, Lot's a little funny person here. Like, you got to get him drunk, but, oh, come on, you know, please get me drunk so I can be Mizana. You know, like, not exactly the Rasha. The Rasha would be, I'll do it without being drunk. The tzaddik wouldn't get drunk. And the ghetto guy is, oh, great, I'm going to get drunk, and then when I get drunk, I'll be able to do all kinds of errors. Oh, that's great.
How do you see from here that if you don't mean it, that you meant that?
Yeah, but he didn't mean it with the Jimmy Mizana with him. He meant under this situation, in an oinus situation, you know, in order to save the situation, they should Mizana. And if it's not needed to save the situation, then they shouldn't be Mizana.
I'm not actually going to jump off the roof.
But the guy says, "I'm jumping off the roof. I'm committing suicide. I quit." It's the same thing. You're making a statement. You know,
he obviously wouldn't actually do it. In Lot's situation, he actually would have had his daughter.
Okay.
He said
they
will be Mizana.
He
just offered.
Yeah, he offered. Right.
Saying they
will be Mizana. So you're helping me, no? I hope so. All right. Anyway, the ma'aseh that you're saying, I'm not Rai is not 100 mukhlach. Okay, the ma'aseh hashkafa is you look in the Sefer Hasidim, which regretfully we don't have on the shelves anymore because it's somewhere in the past. But he talks a great deal about this also. He talks about that you shouldn't say. He gives these examples. So the ma'aseh is something that people, because I know people say this. So we got to be careful not to say things that are bad. You're not, it's al tiftach pe lesotan, right? You've heard the expression al tiftach pe lesotan.
Is there ever such a b'tzias of letting out frustration?
If you're allowed to let out frustration, you say, I don't know, you can say frustration. You say, I don't know, what's a good way of letting out frustration?
I'm angry. I'm so frustrated.
Yes. You can say fiddlesticks. 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 Fiddlesticks.
What's fiddlesticks?
I think that's frustration. You say fiddlesticks. Okay.
What's percent of those?
Just testing and proven.
That the but anyway, the
Maisa.
Sefer Chassidim. Anyway, that was the first point. I want to make another point. So the first point is, we got to be careful not to say things. Okay. The second point. Wait. Let me go. What?
Let's say you're like learning Gemara, and in the case you're trying to say like, oh yeah, let's say your brother dies. Like,
okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. If your brother died, I don't know.
Should he be talking to the third person?
Some people are in Israel talking to the third person, but I don't know. That could be your right. It could be your right. You shouldn't do that. I'm not familiar.
Maybe he's not saying because it's self-fulfilling prophecy. Like you say it and then you feel it.
No, I'm not saying I'll be Muslim. Yeah, this was pure mystical. There was no, because Lot went ahead and did it. They said that's why, you know, he was drunk. He had no control with his first daughter. It was totally out of his control. His daughter thought that the world was destroyed. Right? There's no logical connection. But it's Hashem runs the world. It's the power of speech. Speech creates what you say happens. So okay, that's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to talk about this on the same topic or similar topic. So what happened? So they had these two kids, and they one them married, named them Moab, and one married them Ammon. So Rashi says, right here, that the one that married Moab was considered a prutza, because it's highlighting the fact that it came from her father.
The one that married Moab?
The one that named. They both had children from Lot. And one of them, and they both felt, for whatever reason, I do not know why, that they had to, in the name, had to be merames to the fact that the child came from Lot. Apparently that was the right thing to do. But one made it very clear, said Moav, which is pretty blatant, Moav, and the other one added Ben Ami, which means my father, but is the son of my Ami, but Ami is a very ambiguous word, so it was much more hidden. So Rashi says, Zushiloisis knew a Pirsha Shemiavihi, Avasira Karabilash Nikia. And she got its reward that a few hundred years later, though there was a, when all the descendants that Moab, Klai Israel, were allowed to be Mitzayer them, and when they were going, and Ammon, they weren't allowed to Mitzayer. What? That's what Rashi says. Anyway, what? I said it the other way. Moav.
The opposite, no?
They were allowed to be Mitzayer. And Ami, they weren't allowed to be Mitzayer. Because Ami was more Sanua. Right? I think I said it right. I hope I said it right. I said it wrong.
Mitzayer is called.
Right. So anyway, basically what you see here, even when you have to say something which is not 100% sanua, you're supposed to go out of your way to say it in a sneistic way. Surely, if you don't have to say it, you don't say it altogether. It's whatever reason in today's world, because we're exposed, it's a very grubba world, and people's language is very unnucky. You know, everyone knows it's a bavusta thing that the reshiva was nizer. He would not even use the word wife. Now, I use the word wife, because I'm not on the reshiva's madrega. But that was the degree of nikias. We don't use, but on each one of their madrega, we shouldn't use words that are not so, they have a connotation. You know, there's some connotation. So Moav is not a nice word. And guys talk about things, and you mention things, and you hear the news talking about it, or even listening to the news about it, and things that are not nice. It's not just that it's ma'orer taiva. You know, we talk about, we say nivel peh, or whatever, or it's because it's ma'orer the taiva. even if it's not Ma'ariv a Daiva, right? I have no Daiva for this. You know, it's some disgusting, somebody did something disgusting. You talk about it, it just, it's not nice. There's a certain midah of sneers. You don't talk about certain things. It's just not nice to talk about. That, I can't tell you. Sneers is sneers. It's a hargasha in the leg that a person's supposed to feel. I'm a Kaddish person. I don't talk about, I'm not comfortable discussing, dirtying my mouth to talk about things that are such lowness. It's like, so, you know, it's a real hargasha, and it's a real feeling. And it's also in that, right, so that's number two. And number three, which is the same, is there's also things that are not intrinsically discussing, but they're just not nice, you know, they're low-class words. And, you know, you hear a lot of people, I Baruch Hashem, I don't have it anymore, but I used to have my office, you know, I was next to the game room. The words that were coming out of that game room, you know, when they were playing their games, you know, all the, right, the curse words and it was not nice, right? Screaming on the top of your lungs, even screaming itself is not nice. It's not edel. They talked about Rav Aaron Schechter, you know, and what they said. What? No, but he said also, and he wouldn't say I'm going to eat lunch. He was what he said. I'm having dinner. I'm having dinner. You know. There's a certain way of chashivas. Person, we're very big in Goddess Adam. Goddess Adam, part of Goddess Adam is the way, is in everything. You know, I saw in Rav Hoffman's book, you know, it's such a gevaldic story. He said that that Rav Isaac Scher told this, you know, he was very close with Rav Isaac Scher. So he told, Rav Isaac Scher told this story about himself. That when he was in the yeshiva, he was one of the best guys in the yeshiva. So the altar came over to him and said, you know, you're such a chosh of a guy, it's important that you should get glasses. In those days, glasses did not have, the around the ears. They just, you balance it on your nose. And it was a sign of being an intellectual. Had glasses. The intellectuals wore glasses. So Rav Isaac Scher, the altar came over, Rav Isaac Scher, and says that you're such a chashuva guy in the yeshiva. It's not right. You don't have glasses. He says, I can't afford glasses. The yeshiva will pay for your glasses. It's so important. Covet of the yeshiva, chashuva guy in the yeshiva. Should have glasses. There was a name for it. I don't know what the name of the Yiddish. I don't know, whatever. Okay. So he said Rav Isaac Scher went ahead, the yeshiva paid for his glasses. He got glasses, but he said that he happened to have bad posture. And being that there's nothing, it's on his, you know, hanging his nose. So a day or two later, it fell off and it broke. Right. So the altar sees him, no glasses. He says, where are the glasses? Says they broke. Chasha Bacher must have glasses. Go buy another pair. Yeshiva will pay for it. Now you have to realize yeshiva in those days were broke. You know, probably the guys didn't have supper because of his glasses. But okay. So he went and bought another pair. This time he said he was a little bit more careful they shouldn't break. So he stood up straight. So he said, realized years later that the altar did it because he wanted to correct his posture. He wanted to understand. He wanted to posture. God, this Adam, you know, posture guy. She is. It wasn't. You want the glasses. You wanted the posture.
You couldn't tell straight.
Apparently, that would be not nice. You don't tell straight. You don't stand straight. This is how he did it. Anyway, and Amaisa, God, this Adam is the. The, you know, it's in everything. It's how you dress and how you talk and how you, and you know, we talk so much in Goddess Adam, Yeshiva, but it's especially how you talk. Because when you're talking, defines you, right? That's what the Chazal, that the definition, I call Yaakov, is that the definition between Yaakov and Esav is the way they speak. Esav speaks a certain way, and Yaakov speaks a certain way. So when people use these not such these grubber words, whether even if for sure if they're not sneistic, the word used like Amon, you know, which is not sneistic a word, or the equivalency in the English language, and you talk about things that aren't so nice, it's not because it was Moira Taiva, there's no Moira Taiva here. So, but even if you use words, you know, I told people, I said it last year, I can say it again, that in my house, I was growing up, you were not allowed to say the word H-E-L-L. I don't know. I don't know if that's if people say it or not. I don't know what you people are. But I was never allowed to say it, so I never say it, because it's not a nice word, right? And I said the other H word, for sure, we wouldn't even have a having to say it. But the H-E-L-L, we're not to say it. It's not, you know, wouldn't say, you know, talk like that. It's considered low. I don't know. And why is it considered low? I don't know. It's considered low. What? He's saying the arts
code. Since the world considers it low, therefore.
I don't know. I can't argue it. I don't know. But there are certain words for sure that I used to hear in the game room that were definitely the world considers low. That they're just, they have no meaning except for. You know, there's no, you know, you can have a person like every third word is, you know, they just somehow, you just adds flavor to their sentence, you know. It's a very low kind of speech. So as God, when we're very big in God, this Adam, that what you speak, and you see that she, in my sense, she was rewarded for talking nicely. You know, you have the difference in by Noach. It says the behemoth had tahiris, or behemoth shein and tahiris, right? Doesn't say behemoth tmeis. You know, it says because it wants to be a nice way of speech. What's the difference? You know what it means? It means but somehow it's a way of talking. Esav was, why was Esav called Esav? Why was he called Edom? Because of the way he spoke, right? That's the most famous shmooze in the world. The most famous shmooze. People. I guess maybe not the most famous. No one knows what I'm talking about. Esav did on that day how many Averis?
Five
Averis. He killed someone. He was born Nair Marasa. He was Kofer Be'iker. He was Mevaza the Bechaira. And I don't remember Kofer and denied Chias Amesim. He did five major Averis. Hard work doing five major Averis in one day. So he comes home and he's tired. Yeah. He sees Yaakov cooking some food. He says, "Hariteini nami Adam Adam Azeh." Okay, Kara Shema Adam. Why they call him Adam? Oh, what a low life! That's the way you talk. So the most famous shmooze is the guy just did five averes. You know, he just murdered someone. He was Mizaneh. Mizaneh is an Eishes Ish. He said, "Oh, look at his low life. He called the food Adam." You know, I would think. There are other ways of pointing out that he's a lowlife. So that is the most famous shmooze, that your speech defines you almost more than anything else. So
what
if you...
What are politicians? What are people? They'll do that, but in private life, so there won't be.
Okay, so that's something else. They're phonies. A lot of phonies out there. I don't think that's called dignified, but it's at least something. But it's phony. But it, you're supposed to be all the time, not just some of the time. But the point is, I'm just saying, you see that by Esav, that the usage of a word, which what's a big deal? He called the food the red stuff. Why is that so terrible? But it was like grub, you know? You're not even machshav. You don't have covet for your food. Okay? Big deal. I was ma'anes and eshadish, you know? And I murdered someone. And what's your taina? Where's your respect for your food? Right? So obviously, as avera, it's not. It's much more avera. But arkein kara shemo, what they say when the name defines who the person is, Esav's language defines him more than his actions, because your speech is a window to your heart, and according to the Musar Svarim, it's also a simen and a siva. What I didn't hear, what you?
Your
Your actions are with the turtle.
They are heart? Too, but your speech is more so. Your speech is because your speech is without realizing it. It's just the real you comes out in your speech. Because there's no
your heart is higher ranked than your actions.
It's a real you. Your actions could be. I had a tremendous taiva, so I was ma'anes a girl. So it's not really me, it was just a fluke. But your speech is who you are. It's your real you comes out in your speech. That's what they.
Be a fluke in your speech.
So that's what they say. That speech is less likely to be flukes. Speech is a. If that's how the guy speaks. And speaks is because. Okay, but there's. But then there's also a simen and a siba. So the speech is much. It affects your heart more. It's not just. So there. No, I didn't say we'd rather. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying as Aveira, the Torah is not giving him a name because of the Aveira. Of course, the Aveira of the action is much worse. But the name is a definition. Names define the person. And the purpose of a name is to define the person. The name, in Lashon HaKodesh, it says, Ramban says that, it says in the beginning of Bereishis, that Adam Arishon, I'm going off on tangents. Adam Arishon called all the animals names. So what's the big deal? I can do that too. You're George, you're Abe, you're, you know, Paris. So the Ramban says that in the Chumash, the names are not just random names. The names define the what it is. Names in the Chumash of Lashon Kodesh, they're not just random, we made up names. So a lion is called Ari. There's a reason for it, because it defines who the lion is. So Esav's name defines him. So when you wanted to define Esav, you wanted to touch up who Esav is, you define him by what he speaks, not by what he does. That's the most famous shmooze. Because what he does, okay, he was in a bad mood, it was a fluke, he was angry, the guy Nimrod got him angry, whatever it is, we decided to kill him, called him a name, I don't know. He had a little taiva, so he killed him with mine. But it doesn't necessarily define who he is. But if he used a certain word, there was nothing pressing him to use that word. There was no taiva, no, he could have used any word. So the choice of the word is a window to his heart. That shows his true personality. When you go out on a date, you got to check the girl's words. Right. Okay. Anyway, so the word. What?
You also check if she crashes the car.
That's true, too. Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't marry her if she crashes the car either. Yeah,
but emotions don't cause a person to speak a certain way.
No, because.
If I'm angry, I might let someone
okay, slip. But it wasn't. It's the same. He could have just as well said, give me this food and named the food or said the red stuff. There's nothing, no difference.
Well, he was very tired. He
but
just
so
got
what?
Back from doing five
so
affairs.
What?
He
doesn't,
wasn't down to start
no
looking at the
more,
dictionary.
It's no more effort to say the name of the food. Say, give me the noodles or give me the red stuff. So it was a lack, this is important to say, it was just a grubber way of talking. And a lack of respect for things. So that is a simon of his whole personality. So it's more important, it's more of a simon. What we're trying to say is that speech... People, we're not saying it's aveira. We're not talking as aveiras. We're talking about musar, as midos, as hashpa, and who you are, and defining your personality. You know, it defines you. It's the ultimate goddess of Adam.
Should we try to hold ourselves to the Torah's standard?
You should try and speak properly. You should try not to use. Not to use not nice words. You should try and use. You should go to dinner. You should try and be on a higher. I know dinner. I think is lunch. You know? No, dinner is supper.
Dinner is before supper.
Is Rebbe's idea the same thing as the Rishima Shmuz by Kumna Avi? Is what Rebbe's saying now the same idea as the Rishima says by Kumna Avi? That Yaakov told that even Yaakov in such a moment of sakana couldn't.
Maybe could be, and the vice versa. That Esav couldn't also. In other words, the speech is defines who you are, and it has, and everything which is a simon is all, a siba is all, a simon is also a siba. So it's a major problem in the world today. It's not a minor problem, because the whole culture is we're in such a low life culture, and all the television and all the music of the non-Jewish music is every other word is a curse word. So it's, you know, especially people are into non-Jewish music. So you hear all these curse words all day long. So, I'm being made the, you know, that are regretfully our Hedek at high school. You know, the guys are using these words. And I guess, and I assume that they get into Beis Medrash. I don't know, they all of a sudden they stop. I don't know, I guess, hopefully, right? But there's you hear people in the society are just, it's just such a low society. And it's not, we have to be God is Adam. We have to be on a greater, what? I can't hear you.
Should a person not read a book because it has bad words?
I don't know. I didn't say that. I didn't say that because in a chatchila you probably shouldn't. But the diavad, it's a question of what your other choice is. So if your other choice is to lie in bed and daydream about things that aren't nice either, I'd rather read the book. You know, so I don't know. You know, you have to know what your choices are. I'm not trying to answer. I'm not going to answer. What? No, he's saying if the book has not nice words, so you're just like I'm saying that we hear people talking. So we shouldn't be, we get exposed. You get exposed to all these words. Okay, but when you hear them, so let's say you're listening to non-Jewish music or to rapping, right? And every other word, they're using, you know, one of these four-letter, you know. So, you get used to it. So it in mimetic, gets into your vocabulary, too.
You never say those words. You're not going to say them.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So it becomes a norm. It becomes part of your vernacular.
It's socially unacceptable to be saying these words inside of this major setting. So when are you saying them?
Okay, I don't know. When you're in the game room.
Yeah. Well, with a bunch of
basketball.
That's even more socially unacceptable. Basketball.
I know a guy who never said he ever got us to rap and I would
have
rolled that. What? Start only thinking to himself and then he's going to rap.
Because you agree with me. I hope so. See that? Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I'm saying, I was saying three things. The first thing was that not to go ahead and tiftach peh l'satan, words, bris krusa, the notion that words have power. Don't say you're jumping off the roof, you're going to commit suicide, I'm going to jump in the lake, I'm going to quit, I've had it, I'm dropping out of yeshiva. All these wonderful expressions which are not, that was the first thing. Second thing is not to say something which is not nice and sneeze. Like, I mean, ammo. Not to talk about certain topics. Even though it's not going to cause any hearer, but it's not, it's a chisarin and sneeze to talk about certain topics. And just like it was wrong for her to call her father Moav. It wasn't because it was going to cause taiva. It's just, it's not nice. You don't talk about these things. That's a panic. I don't know if it's God that's on them. And then the third thing, which I don't have really arrived from this project, is that you also should talk nicely. Use choshiva words.
A guy should go out of his way to not say the red stuff?
Yes. You see that Esav got clobbered because he said the red stuff. That was not clobbering, a punishment, but they got became the laughing stock of the Torah. That the Torah is making ridicule. That this is here. This is, look at Esav. See, that's who he is. He's Cain Karshmo Edom. That's who he, because it's a not a. He's showing himself to be a non-refined person. He's not a now. Regretfully, the world today is not refined. The whole world is not refined, and that's just the way it is. And you know, we have to try and be refined. So we have to try. I think it's a very, very big Indian. It's not a daki dakis. It's a gase gases. Something you might say that you do it already, okay? So Baruch Hashem. But the people that don't do it, the people that speak in the way that's not nice. It's the biggest Musar Shmuz in the world against Godness and Kedusha. It just because you're talking like a gutter person. You know, you have to talk like a Choshev. You have to be like a I'm not saying about grammar using the word ain't, you know. you know, there's certain words. Okay, that's all.
Rabbi, what about words?
Did you say that's a Sarah?
They're not nice, just there's like the Torah uses certain words, you could say the Hebrew word for it instead of saying the English word. Like, for example, saying instead of, say relations, but the Hebrew word, you don't say the English word for it. Like, is that bad? It's not a bad word, it's just. You could say the Hebrew word for it.
I don't know.
The thing is, whenever
we sing that we're talking, because it's in learning, we're allowed to. We have a haftacha that even though there are certain sugyas in Shas that are talking about things that are not so kaddish v'toyer, seemingly. There's a haftacha. It says in the Sfarim that you're allowed to talk and use the words, and it won't affect you. Because the Torah doesn't affect. I don't know if it makes any difference. What? That's something else. That was for one particular thing. Rabbi Trapper felt that you should use the word to show that you don't cringe, so that a high school kid will not, or a Beis Medrash guy, will not feel embarrassed to talk to you about a problem. Okay, that's something else.
So why does the Torah have to do this? Rabbi brought a rabbi before that the Torah doesn't use Basha Togo. But if there's some
type of Togo, I don't know. There are sugyas and shas that are, you know, talk about things that superficially seem to be very not so new. But there's they have in the Sfarim, in the Shaitis, should you teach this in elementary school, in high school? And all the Gedolim say that we don't have to worry. Torah doesn't affect people negatively.
That's what makes people.
Okay.
Rabbi is saying it doesn't make a difference. Say the English word. Or
I don't know if it makes a difference. I'm not familiar that it makes a difference. There is you do have. Okay, I don't know. Did someone say it makes a difference? Maybe I don't know.
Rabbi, would the same apply if it's a Musar Shmuz, not necessarily a Sugya and Shas?
I think it's the same thing. In Rashiva, the truth is, Rashiva used to be, it was almost funny sometimes when Rashiva, when he would give a shmooze on certain topics, he had a very hard time giving the shmoozim sometimes because he couldn't say certain things. So, you know, he had to work his way around. But Rashiva was unusually sanua. What can I tell you? He was, you know, a different generation. So it is true. The Rashiva, yes, in the Musar shmoozim, he had trouble sometime in certain. I remember a particular shmooze that he used to be one of the most common shmooze, and he had trouble because it was not, you know, it was not the Maramakam wasn't such a simple, not clean Maramakam. He used to have trouble saying that shmooze.
So
but
why
okay.
Someone work on it? Like, let's say during basketball, something happens, and then you blurt it out. So, how does that?
Okay, so you got to work on it.
How?
I don't know, but you should. The first step is to know that it's wrong. Yeah. Okay, so
does that mean Rashiva was more stark than the Torah? Like the Torah felt that it had moved away, making things.
What was the story of the chopper?
What?
Let's
hear Rashi
here.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Okay, where's this going on? Which Lashon? Okay, very good. A Raya from Yavamis. Okay.
That's the Raya.
Because he's supposed to talk in a nice Lashon. Yeah, I never understood it, but this is Masechtas Beya, that they say they call it Bey instead of Beitza, because Beitza is not a nice word. I don't even know why Beitza is not a nice word, but it's not a nice word. So Beitza.
What's the difference between Hamosu and Dashu?
Who said that?
The early people.
Early people?
What?
They're really kicking out those ones.
Yeah, in other words, now, what is so terrible with the word an egg? I don't know, but because an egg comes from somehow with some connection. Okay, anyway.
What?
I don't know. I was just trying to make the.
Ask Robert Kleinerman about it.
Because you're smarter than me. I'm trying to say that the first thing is guys have to know that it's important, that it's a major thing. Okay, you know already, so then I was a no.
Now we know.
Okay, so good.
So what do we do next?
What was the start by Rabbi Trapper?
Chabra is far that on a particular thing of the problem with Zaravatala that some people call it Cheta Yadua. And Cheta Yadua means that because, why do you call it that? Because I can't get those words out of my mouth. He says if the Rebbe can't get the words out of his mouth, how would he expect the student to come talk to him about this problem? So that was a special thing. That you can't make, you know, that you have to show that you're comfortable talking about the problem, or otherwise they're going to talk to you about it.
Okay. But is there a good idea that you shouldn't say something that you wouldn't say in front of, let's say, Rebbe?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, actually?
Yeah. Okay, no, it sounds good. Yes. It sounds good. You wouldn't say on a date. Yeah, you're trying to make a good impression.